This is Ozarks at Large for Wednesday, September 19th, 2012. I'm Kyle Kellums in our studio in Fayetteville.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda in downtown Bentonville. Support for KUAF comes from the Community Clinic, helping people lead healthy lives by providing health care in Northwest Arkansas for over 12 years. Locations in Springdale, Rogers, Siloam Springs, and Fayetteville. Healthy people, healthy community, on the web at communityclinicnwa.org.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, we continue our series on poverty in Arkansas with a look at some of the historic reasons the state has battled a higher poverty level than most other states for decades.
And a new effort to increase the number of people with college degrees in the region. Five area institutions are working together to try to convince adults to finish the work they began on campus but didn't complete.
First, John Brown University in Siloam Springs announced yesterday that it is the first college campus in Arkansas to become a zero landfill institution. Steve Brankle, the college's director of facilities, services, and sustainability, said the road to zero landfill use began about a year ago when the university reassessed its roughly 20-year-old recycling program. After meeting with the city of Siloam Springs and businesses in the city, he says that the college took a number of steps to increase the amount of waste being recycled, first increasing the types of materials the college could recycle, and also dispersing more recycling bins across campus. But he says that was just part of the strategy.
The other thing that was really exciting is the faculty and staff got on board with a program where my custodians no longer empty their trash. We will empty and sort what they recycle in their office, but then they're responsible to take their trash to a central place in their office area. When they realized was how much trash they actually have versus how much recyclables, they got off great. I went 8 months without emptying my trash can in my office because we can recycle so much.
Brankle says that while some recyclable material will always end up in the trash, none of the trash now generated by the campus ends up in a landfill.
We have two trash compactors. The big one that most of the campus trash goes to, we compact it. And then when that compactor's full, the city of Siloam Springs hauls it over to Tulsa, along with some other businesses in town that are zero landfill. It goes to a zero emissions energy plant, and they incinerate the trash, and they generate steam and electricity. And like I said, it's a zero emissions plant, so it's totally green. So nothing's going in a landfill. You could argue that we're hauling it to Tulsa, but that's about 30 more miles than we used to haul it, but it's not filling a landfill.
In addition, Brankle says that food waste is sent to an area hog farm, and the Renewable Energy Major program at the college even recycles the used cooking oil from the kitchens at the campus. The oil is converted into biodiesel, then used in campus lawnmowers. John Brown University says it has even found a way to divert from the landfill items that would normally be thrown in a dumpster on student move-out days.
The Salvation Army approached me last year and just said, hey, we'd like to be a part of your move-out procedure. If there's clothes, furniture, half-empty shampoo bottles, whatever. We would love to have them. There's people that need it. What are you doing with it now? And a lot of that stuff, honestly, I had to tell them, it goes in the dumpster. They were just like, gosh, we could help you with that. We could take a lot of that off your hands. And we did it last year for the first time last spring, and we got plans to do it bigger and better this year.
Brankle says that going zero landfill is just one part of the college's sustainability approach. He says that another project the school is working on would involve using gray water from the city's water treatment plant next door to irrigate some of the landscaping on campus.
A new high school opened in Lincoln this fall, and as we reported, traffic was initially an issue in front of the school located on Highway 62. Traffic was so much of a problem that Lincoln police officers were stationed in the area to help direct traffic during the first few days of school. One of the reasons for the traffic issues was that the stretch of highway in front of the school had yet to be declared a school zone. But Joe Shipman, engineer with the Arkansas State Highway and Transportation Department, says the problem has been remedied.
The school zone was warranted to be a 25-mile-per-hour speed limit when children are present, and those signs were installed a couple of weeks ago. They have asked about permitting for placement of flashing beacons on their advanced school signs, and we have responded back to them and are waiting to see if they want to proceed with that. It would be warranted if they so wanted to do that work.
Shipman says if the district wants the warning lights for the school zone signs, the city will have to pay for them, and the necessary traffic signal permits would be issued to the city. Shipman says investigators use a variety of data in determining whether to designate a school zone.
The investigator visited the area, observed traffic in the morning and in the afternoon, both on separate days, I believe. and evaluated the traffic, the speed of the traffic, and other issues involving congestion, pedestrians, observed traffic turning in and exiting from the school.
In addition, investigators look at state law and the Manual on Uniform Traffic Control Devices, a national publication about implementation of traffic signage. Arkansas is going to beef up in its fight against prescription drug abuse thanks to a $45,000 federal grant from the National Governors Association. Ed Barham of the Arkansas Department of Health says prescription drug abuse is the fastest growing form of drug abuse, a fact that's all the more important considering that Arkansas has the second highest rate of drug overdose deaths in the U.S.
This grant lets us work with other states and with the national experts to really develop something that we think will make a difference. We need to develop a plan for cooperation among the more than 300 agencies at the federal, state, and local levels, the private agencies as well, so that we can really get some traction against the problem.
Barham says the money will go toward drug abuse monitoring and enforcement, as well as destruction of unused prescription drugs.
The city of Fort Smith will play host to a delegation from China next month. According to thecitywire.com, a delegation of 9 municipal officials from the Chinese city of Jing will pay a visit to the city October 3rd and 4th. It's a city of about 8.3 million people with strong mining and manufacturing industries. The delegation will first visit Little Rock, where it will attend the Clinton Presidential Library and have lunch with Governor Mike Beebe. When the contingent makes its way to Fort Smith, it will reportedly visit the National Historic Site, tour a local manufacturing plant, and attend a meet-and-greet session with the public at 6 p.m. October 3rd at the Fort Smith Convention Center.
Tonight's weather forecast calls for clear skies with a low in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, expect clear skies, but with a 20% chance of rain and a high in the low to mid-80s. Tomorrow night, we'll have partly cloudy skies. In northwest Arkansas, there's a 30% chance of rain with a low in the upper 50s. In the Arkansas River Valley, there's a 20% chance of rain and a low in the lower 60s.
Thank you.